Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Right. In Southern California, evacuations underway in Pacific Palisades, fire crews battling a brush fire, and fierce Santa Ana winds.
Traffic is at an absolute standstill as people are using all lanes, even going the wrong way to try to get out of Pacific Palisades, and fire engines are stuck, unable to get in. Fire has been raging around multi-million dollar homes. LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says firefighters have gone in to rescue some people who could not get out.
ABC's Alex Stone, singer-songwriter Peter Yarrow, member of the folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary has died. One of his famous songs, Puff the Magic Dragon, was based on a poem. A representative confirmed the 86-year-old died of bladder cancer. This is ABC News. The man who police say set fire to a woman on a New York City subway train last month has entered a plea.
By all accounts, the crime was horrific.
The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch on December 22nd. Now, the suspect accused of doing that has pleaded not guilty to murder and arson charges. Prosecutors say Sebastian Zepeda is a Guatemalan citizen who was deported in 2018, but slipped back into the country. Subway crime is actually down in New York City, but Tisch says riders simply don't feel safe. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
45,000 U.S. dock workers are threatening to go on a strike. They're voicing their opposition to job automation at ports from Maine to Texas. Those dock workers are members of the International Longshoremen's Association. If there's no deal by January 15th, they could go on strike. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Look for mostly clear and chilly conditions tonight with a low of 6, partly cloudy and slightly cooler tomorrow with a high of 21, and cold and calm tomorrow night with a low of 8. Currently in Richland Center, it is clear. Our winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 21 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A case of mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. Monday afternoon, the Clark County Health Department said they were notified about the case of the contagious disease. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus and can easily spread from person to person. It causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell. The swelling can lead to painful and puffy cheeks and swelling in the jaw and under the ears. The health department says that in severe cases, there can be swelling in testicles, ovaries, pancreas, brain, and spinal cord. Hearing loss is possible as well. The disease can spread 2 days before symptoms start and up to 5 days after. Some people may not show symptoms at all, but can still spread the disease. It spreads through direct contact of droplets in the air, so by talking, coughing, sneezing, or sharing items with saliva. Symptoms usually start with fever, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite. A few days is when the swelling might begin. Health experts say the best way to prevent mumps is to receive the MMR vaccine before exposure happens. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. The Biden administration is finalizing a rule today that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said, "People who get sick shouldn't have their financial future upended." The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing energy-saving tips to help residents keep their utility bills down. As winter weather arrives and the sun sets earlier, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. To put a dent in that higher bill than usual, DNR officials are suggesting residents do things like lower their thermostat when leaving the home, keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight to heat their home, and check their home for cracks or holes that may be allowing heat out. The application period for the Recovery High School's planning grant is now open. The grant program seeks to support the development of recovery high schools, which are better equipped to meet the needs of students overcoming substance abuse challenges. Applicants could receive as much as $100,000 per grant through the Department of Public Instruction. The program was established in 2023 through Act 72, and more information on the program and the application materials can be found on the Act 72 website. Friday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to ensure state-owned properties meet National Flood Insurance Program guidelines for floodplain management. According to a press release, Executive Order 250 provides clear land use authority requiring state projects to meet the requirements of the NFIP guidelines or more restrictive guidelines if applicable. Ensuring compliance with the guidelines will allow Wisconsin to remain eligible to receive federal funding like loans, grants, or incentives for state projects. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. Turning the heat on in the winter can draw radioactive radon gas into your home. Wisconsin Department of Health Services radon program manager Amanda Koch says a simple test can help you find out if you need to get your home treated. You can get discounted tests through the end of January. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer, right behind smoking. Koch says the cost of getting your home treated is a great investment to prevent cancer. Find out more online at lowradon.org. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection designated more than 30,000 acres in Sauk and Walworth counties as new agricultural enterprise areas effective January 1st. With these additions, there are now 51 AEA statewide, totaling 1,648,572 acres and covering portions of 31 counties, 140 towns, and the Bad River Reservation. AEA designations are important to Wisconsin's agricultural future and support local farmland protection goals, the agricultural economy, environmental efforts, and rural prosperity. Landowners within designated AEAs are eligible to enter into voluntary farmland preservation agreements, committing all or a portion of their farm to agricultural use and maintaining state soil and water conservation standards. In return, they may be eligible to claim the annual farmland preservation tax credit. Woodland AEA, located in Sauk County, includes more than 20,000 acres in the town of Woodland. Local governments and partners joined 8 landowners to petition for designation of this AEA. Petitioners want to preserve and maintain the agricultural use of the lands by promoting farming practices that help build soil health, such as no-till and cover crops. DATCAP is accepting petitions to designate new or modify existing AEAs through August 1st. An AEA designation provides tools to support farmland protection, conservation, and the local farm economy. A minimum of 5 landowners and their local governments must file a petition jointly. Petitioners who notify DATCAP of their intent to apply will receive information about workshops, webinars, and other resources to help prepare the petition. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host a virtual public hearing Wednesday evening at 5 to provide members of the public a formal comment opportunity on the draft rule that would change portions of the state's Deer Management Unit boundaries. The DNR reviews Deer Management Unit boundaries every few years, with this year's review focusing on the management units in the Northern Forest Zone, the Metropolitan Subunits, and the boundary lines between the Central Forest and Farmland Zones. The draft rule includes a return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and an adjustment to a portion of the Central Forest Deer Management Zone boundary and select metropolitan subunit boundaries. Additionally, the draft rule will allow consideration for the public feedback received to adjust the geographical areas represented by deer advisory councils in the Northern Forest Zone to better align with adjusted unit boundaries. The public is encouraged to visit the DNR's proposed permanent administrative rules webpage under the Wildlife Management section for a link to the draft rule and details on the public hearing. Comments on the changes should be submitted by this Friday. Visit the DNR's Deer Management webpage to learn more about the Deer Management Unit review process and view a recording of the recent virtual open house on the topic.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church tomorrow morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Bernard K. Ward, 88 of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard K. Ward, 88 of Muscadet. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As the new year begins, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that Wisconsin winters bring challenges and concerns for both people and pets. OMHS urges you to use common sense when your pets go outdoors in very cold temperatures. If it's too cold for you to be outdoors for more than a short period of time, then it's probably too cold for your pets too. Likewise, never leave pets and vehicles left outside in cold weather, as animal hypothermia is a real danger. Listen for more cold weather tips for pets throughout January. And in the meantime, do everything that you can to keep both yourself and your pets safe and warm. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, I hope you got outside to soak up some of that sunshine this afternoon with high temperatures tapping the mid-20s. Not too bad for this time of year. But of course, tonight, we plummet cold. With clear skies, temperatures crash to the single digits near 5 degrees. Thankfully, though, those winds are calm out of the northwest and only moving at about 5 miles per hour, so no major wind chills are factored in there. And with this huge high-pressure system pretty much dominating the United States, you know for a fact we've got more sunshine on tap tomorrow, too. It'll be partly cloudy and slightly cooler, with highs sliding to the low 20s. Winds will be pulling out of the west at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then they ease overnight. With a cold and calm one tomorrow night, lows will crash to 8. But it's okay. We make it back to the upper 20s for Thursday, with clouds increasing as those winds move to out of the south. Bit breezy at times, gusting around 15 miles per hour as the storm system knocks on the back doorstep. In fact, we could see some light snow starting late Thursday, bringing a small coating possible and a few flurries by Friday morning. Otherwise, a mainly dry day with more clouds than sunshine and highs near 30. That's a pretty good way for Friday to end the week, right? We try to hang on to that warmth, but we can't quite do it. We slide back to the mid-20s for the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. If you're trying to make some outdoor plans, here's the down low. Saturday, a ton more sunshine. Versus Sunday, it's going to be a cloudy one with chances of some light snow accumulations. So I guess it depends on what kind of weather you're looking for. Otherwise, Monday, as we start the work and school week off again, it's going to be breezy and even colder, with highs trying to tap 20 degrees. We could see some flurries possible early in the morning, then partly sunny. So pretty much a boring week ahead, and a cooler one too, with a few systems trying to slide by, one on Friday and one on Sunday. No major accumulations are expected at this time, but we'll keep a close eye on it for you. And until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear with a temperature of 20 degrees after a daytime high of 25 and a morning low of 2. Yesterday's high was 23 and we received a trace of snow. Record high set back in 2003 is 53 degrees with a record low of 29 below that was set back in 1887. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 29. Sunset took place tonight at 4:42 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 14. Our barometric reading is 30.03, and we have no precipitation to report so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 20 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Here's Phil Nee with a look at tonight's sports action.
There's high school wrestling in the area tonight. Ithaca Weston is playing host to Galena, Illinois, and also the River Valley Blackhawks. It's T-shirt night at Ithaca. Wrestling is continuing this evening. Boys basketball, Baraboo at Adams Friendship, Westby at Brookwood, Reedsburg at Mauston, Hillsboro at Viroqua, Bangor at DeSoto, Benton at Highland, and Boscobel at North Crawford. Wisconsin Dells visits Waupun. It's Lancaster at Southwestern and Evansville at Dodgeville. In girls basketball, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca at Lafarge, North Crawford visits Kickapoo, Highland at Wazika Steuben, Viroqua travels to Luther, Bangor at Wanewoc Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Cashton, Brookwood at Royal. It's Mauston at Richland Center in girls basketball, varsity only, Darlington at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel at Riverdale. That's our featured game on the radio this evening. I asked Riverdale girls coach Larry Swickham about the matchup.
But overall, I like our matchup. It's Boscobel, so any sport with Riverdale and Boscobel is going to be a tight game, no matter what the records are and all that kind of stuff. We look forward to a nice atmosphere here. Hopefully get a nice crowd and get a big win against them.
I talked today to Boscobel girls coach Eric Kinney.
They've been playing some good basketball. They've got some really nice players. The Dennis girl is a really good point guard, tough matchup. The Cooey girl can shoot. He can't leave her open, and McKay is having a really good year for him right now. I think he's leading them in scoring with about 13 points a game. So, and they got some good role players around them, so they have a relatively deep bench. So they have some good players. It's going to be interesting to see how we match up with them and how the game goes.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The pregame time rolls around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Badgers men's basketball shooters stayed hot in a 75-63 victory at Rutgers yesterday. Wisconsin shot 54% from the floor, led by John Blackwell and Stephen Kroll. Blackwell scored 21 points and Kroll had 17 as the Badgers even their Big Ten conference record at 2-2. Wisconsin built a lead of 16 points in the first half before the Scarlet Knights closed to within three twice in the second half. The Badgers host Minnesota on Friday evening. The Wisconsin women's basketball team is in action tonight when they play on the road at the Washington Huskies. The Badgers are 10-5 this season, and the Huskies are 11-5. Pregame for that show, that game can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, also on WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. As I said, pregame starts at 7:40, and tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. The Bucks have finally taken down a weak opponent after rolling over Toronto last night at 128-104. Milwaukee's lead was as large as 33 at one point. Giannis Antetokounmpo produced his fourth triple-double with 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 13 assists. Damian Lillard led the scoring column with 25 points, and the Bucks had dropped several recent games to teams with sub 500 records. Second-year NBA sensation Victor Wembanyama led the San Antonio Spurs into the Pfizer Forum, or will lead the San Antonio Spurs into the Pfizer Forum for a game tomorrow. Marquette moves up to seventh in the first AP college basketball poll of the new year. It's sixth in the USA Today's coaches poll. The Golden Eagles were eighth in the AP rankings last week after wins over Providence and Creighton. The team's only game this week is tonight at Pfizer Forum when Georgetown comes to town. And those veteran running backs who changed addresses in the offseason have given themselves a chance to showcase the difference they can make in the postseason. Plenty of contenders capitalized on a crowded market by adding proven ball carriers. The moves paid major dividends. Now players such as Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley, Baltimore's Derrick Henry, and Green Bay's Josh Jacobs are welcoming the playoff opportunities they didn't get often enough with their original teams. Other playoff running backs who have performed well for new teams this season include Minnesota's Aaron Jones and Houston's Joe Mixon. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Cattle and corn were higher Tuesday, soybeans finished lower, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down modestly on profit-taking and technical selling. No changes to the weather outlook for South America, with warmer, drier weather in parts of Argentina and Brazil. Many areas could see a return, though, to more favorable conditions in mid-month. March beans were down a half at 9.97 and a quarter. May was a penny lower at 10.07 and three quarters. March bean meal was down 380 at 303.50. March bean oil was up 92 at 41.25. Corn did close firm. It was monitoring conditions in South America and possible crop stress in some areas. Colombia did buy 110,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. March was up a quarter cent at 4.58. May corn was a half higher at 4.65 and three quarters. And wheat was up modestly. Winter wheat condition ratings did dip in parts of the U.S. plains, but they could be boosted by recent soil moisture recharge and snow. USDA's winter wheat planted area numbers are just one of the several reports out Friday. March Chicago was two higher at 562.5. March Kansas City was up 2.5 at 555 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was up 2.5 at 594 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct cash cattle business, with the box beef up at midday. Megan Grebner will have more on cash livestock in a moment. February live was up 37 at 195.57, and April was 50 higher at 197.77. March feeders were up 237 at 267.92. April feeders were 227 higher at 268.47. And hogs were mixed on spread trade in the higher midday move for the pork carcass cutout value. February lean was down 47 at 79.17. April hogs were 15 cents lower at 85.72. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnicki and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Our typically quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Tuesday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice stand $1.31 at $325.79. Select closed $2.10 higher at $305.43. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 24,000 on the week and up about 41,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 76 cents with a weighted average of 78.89. The Iowa Minnesota was 89 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.91. And the Western Corn Belt down 74 cents with a weighted average of 78.91. Pork values closed firm, up 57 cents at 88.40. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 76,000 on the week and up about 112,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. U.S. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas will chair the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Bozeman was formerly named chairman of the committee during Senate Reorganization Tuesday. As chairman, Bozeman will establish the agenda of the Senate Ag Committee in the 119th Congress. He served as the ranking member of the committee the last 2 years. More news is next.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Farmer sentiment and the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined slightly from the previous month's record levels. Professor Emeritus Jim Mintert says farmers understand the current state of the ag economy.
If you look at it from a kind of a longer-term perspective, that's still higher than it was back in February. We lost a little bit of the optimism that we picked up last month, but still retained a relatively optimistic outlook.
There are signs of instability in the farmland market. Josh Miller is a certified appraiser with Compeer Financial.
I've got a sale at $20,600, and then, you know, not even 10, 15 miles away, maybe a similar farm stalls out at a $12,500 or $13,000 an acre bid.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed at a commercial turkey facility in Jay County, Indiana. It's the first confirmed positive in Indiana since February 2024. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4444.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The opportunity for profit has been there for dairy producers to raise beef cattle instead of replacement heifers. But now, buying a replacement dairy cow is 69% more expensive than just a year ago. And some producers are raising a few more dairy and a few less beef calves. Mike North from EverAg talks about beef on dairy next on today's Managing for Profit.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The AgriAmerica app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
North is a broker and principal for EverAg who says dairy producers have tougher breeding decisions now since both beef and dairy calves have more value now.
Early in 2023, we started to cross into territory that was knocking on the door of record prices, and we've carried that through 2024, making new all-time record high prices last year, and continuing that as we come into 2025. And so now with the advent of sex semen on the beef side, I can take an Angus sire, drop it into my Holstein cow, produce a black-headed calf that has incredible market viability, and we've seen a wave of breeding in the dairy space move to accommodate that and capture those opportunities, with some of these 2 and 3 day old calves bringing as much as $1,000. And so if I've got an opportunity to make $1,000 on a calf without having to feed it for a year and a half, that's a fantastic opportunity. The problem with breeding more and more of our herd to more and more beef is that we are producing fewer and fewer heifers, which has ultimately set the tone for everything that you're calling out. And with tight inventories, we're commanding high prices. Some animals moving in the Northwest last week, north of $4,000 an animal. That's a pretty tall price. And so now, guess what? We're seeing people starting to switch some of their breeding back to that replacement animal, meaning more and more heifers, which obviously we aren't going to have ready to become dairy cows for at least another 2 years. And so there's definitely some efforts to try to capture this new opportunity, but for now we're going to see high prices.
I had a chat with a farmer not too long ago who was a little concerned because he thought if we still have strong beef on dairy next year, year after, could that become permanent enough to keep the beef operators from really expanding their herds?
The amount of inventory that we've cut out of the beef herd has been greater than the amount of new inventory we're going to add from the dairy herd. And so I wouldn't say that we have fully compromised their ability to grow.
That's Mike North, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Love. outside with the fire down low.
That was Tyler Hubbard with Park, and before that we had Eli Young Band with Always the Love Songs. I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be here till 7:15 bringing you some great music, and that's when Phil Need takes over with girls' high school basketball action. It will be Boscobel at Riverdale, and tip-off for that will be, or pregame will start at around 7:15 for that game. And right now at 5:48, our temperature is 20 degrees in Richland Center. Winds are out of the east, northeast at 5 miles per hour, and it feels like 12 degrees outside. So be sure to bundle up if you go on out. And so according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, it is 20 degrees. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a brown female brindle boxer dog named Ginger. She was lost by the Boaz Country Store. If you find her, give a call to 608-604-6597. And tomorrow, a Grace will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group, and that's from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for this program if a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required by calling 608-327-7110 with questions or to register. Also, Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament each Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and that is held at the Old Avoca School Gym.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
100.9 WRCO.
Hey doctor, can you help me? Yeah, I got something wrong. It ain't the smoking, it ain't the drinking, or them sad old country songs. I got a habit, I can't kick it, and I was hoping that you could fix it. I got a girl problem, I like her too much, can't help myself, I'm telling you what.
Oh,
all I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Last night they had a bad one a mile or two down the road. Everybody walked out and left his woman burning out of control. Well, I was down there in about an hour or so. With a little mouth to mouth, she was ready to go. I'm the fireman. That's my name. They call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flames. Hell, everybody'd like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name.
That. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arrived at the U.S. Capitol today. Carried into the rotunda where his body will lie in state until his funeral Thursday. Family members, lawmakers, Supreme Court justices, and foreign dignitaries took part in a ceremony honoring the 39th president and his legacy. Carter died December 29th at the age of 100. In Southern California, chaos and